Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Ve'al zedoin tumas mikdash ve'kadashav. If someone was tamei, they were ritually impure, and they come intentionally into the Beis HaMikdash, or a person is tamei and they eat karbanos. Now they were not warned, so therefore they can't have malchus, they can't have lashes. So la'alacha is that sar hanase bifnim, the special sire, the special animal that was brought on Yom Kippur, which blood was sprinkled lefnim, which means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of the Holies, the Kohen Gadol did it. It's very timely because it's almost Yom Kippur. V'yom HaKippurim, and the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur itself, mechaprim, those atone for the fellow. V'al shara aveir shebetorah, if someone violated a different aveir in the Torah, hakalois v'achamurois, whether it was somewhat of a lenient prohibition or something very strict, hazadonois v'ashagogois, or if a person did it intentionally and he wasn't warned, or he did it accidentally, Hayda v'loy hayda, if he knew about it or not. The Gemara adds, and Gemara explains a little bit, that this that he did accidentally means to say whether he knew that he was besafik or he was not, which means to say the following situation. Before Yom Kippur, he finds out that he ate meat and he's not sure if it was treif meat. Maybe it was chalef. If so, he has to bring a karban hashem talui. But he didn't bring it before Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur comes along. Or a seva lois asei, someone that violated a positive mitzvah in the Torah. So he put input on tefillin, or he violated a negative mitzvah in the Torah. Let's say the person ate something that wasn't kosher. Kareis, or he violated a Torah prohibition where there's kareis, such as eating chelev. Chelev is the forbidden fats of an animal. Or mises bezdin, or he violated something that the punishment would be in the hands of the Jewish court, such as someone who's mechal Shabbos, someone that violates and desecrates Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, sar hamishtaleach mechaper. The special sire, the special animal that was sent all the way outside of the Beis HaMikdash, off of the tzuk, off of a cliff, and then killed off of a cliff, that was the atonement for any of these type of sins. Now, there's a very important clarification over here. Because if you think about it for a moment, first of all, we're in a little bit of a bind that this was the atonement. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, and we don't have a Avodah. But even so, the Gemara says that this Mishnah is only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says that on all averus in the Torah, whether a person did tshuva or they didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur atones, except for a few exceptions. A person is Pirek Al, he throws off the yoke of Shamayim, he throws off his responsibility, doesn't believe. Someone's a Megal Ptan B'Torah Shalei B'Halacha, someone that teaches areas of Torah and he uses them in a corrupt way, etc., etc. Those specific cases, one does not receive atonement without tshuva. But your vast majority of the averus in the Torah, Yom Kippur is mechaper, it atones even if a person doesn't do tshuva. La halacha, practically speaking, the halacha is that the sar mishaleach does not atone for them unless a person does tshuva. If a person doesn't do tshuva, then it doesn't atone for the more strict sins. Regardless of what, even though we do find halachically that Yom Kippur nowadays does have a certain power and potency of atonement, but when accompanied with tshuva, it works properly. If one doesn't do tshuva, it definitely doesn't do the appropriate atonement. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.